The Israeli army has once again raided Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds and prevented all Muslims from entering their holy sanctuary. In the process of evacuating the Al-Aqsa compound, the Israeli army fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at Muslim worshippers, leaving dozens injured. The latest incident comes amidst 2 days of violence in the lead-up to the Jewish holiday Sukkot. On Tuesday, the Israeli forces attacked Palestinians protesting settler attacks on Al-Aqsa.
The demonstration took place in front of Damascus Gate in protest against the attacks on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The army attacked the protesters and I was physically assaulted. In the lead up to the attack, the Israeli army forced Palestinians to close their shops and attacked residents.
The Mufti of Jerusalem explained how the Israeli authorities are intensifying crackdown against Palestinians.
The demonstration was in response to settlers' attack on Al-Aqsa as well as the old city of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. It was also against the Israeli move to change the actual situation on the ground in their attempt to change Islamic City into a place of Jewish worship.
Analysts believe that the increasing attacks signify Israel's plans to destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque in order to build a Jewish temple there.
Israel is attempting to Judaize Jerusalem in a new way by surrounding the old city and increasing checkpoints. The target is the human beings, the stones, and everything in Jerusalem. The strategy is to force the Palestinians to leave and create a Jewish city where they remove Al-Aqsa and replace it with a Jewish temple. This is what Netanyahu announced during the discussions inside the Knesset.
Deruede also emphasized the importance of Jordan, that remains in charge of protecting Al-Aqsa Mosque, to pressurize Israel to halt the attacks against Al-Aqsa and change the Knesset's decision to allow Jewish settlers to perform prayers in the area. Over the past few days, Israel has arrested over a dozen Palestinians, including several teenagers, and has assaulted Jerusalem Mufti Sheikh Mohammed Hassan and Minister of Jerusalem Affairs Adnan Hosseini, while Fatah leader Hatem Abdelkader was hit with shrapnel in the face. Violence by the Israeli army against Palestinian residents is escalating as Israeli forces lay siege to Al-Aqsa Mosque in the occupied West Bank and continue to attack all Muslims attempting to protect their mosque. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds.